朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
你是一位懂得感恩的人吗？
Are you a person who knows how to give thanksgiving?
在你的家里面常常有感谢的声音吗？
In your family, is there often a sound of thanksgiving?
当你的丈夫把垃圾拿到外面去，你有没有说一声谢谢？
When your husband takes garbage outside, will you have said thank you?
当你的妻子准备好晚餐，你坐下来的时候，有没有先说谢谢你？
When your wife prepares dinner, before you sit down, have you said thank you?
今天早上我们要来一同从神的话中学习感恩。
This morning we are together to study thanksgiving from God's word.
就是我们刚才所读的诗篇第五十篇。
That is the what we have just read, Psalm Number 50.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们的神，创造宇宙万有的主宰。
Heavenly Father, our Lord, our God, who created the whole world.
我们敬拜你，我们感谢你，因为你把你的话赏赐给我们。
We praise you, we thank you, because you give us your word.
当我们打开你的话，我们求主施恩座前的亮光，照着你的话语，也照在我们的心里。
When we study your word, may God shine upon our hearts so we will be able to understand.
让我们有一颗受教的心，倾听的耳，能够明白也愿意遵行你的话语。
Give us a teachable heart and listening ears and be able to be willing to learn your word.
也让我们放下一切思虑烦恼，搅扰我们的事，能够专心在你的面前。
And also help us to put down all the mundane things so we can concentrate in your word.
我们这样的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 诗篇第五十篇一开始他说，大能者神耶和华已经发言招呼天下，从日出之地到日落之处。
Psalm number 50, in the beginning it says, The mighty one God the Lord speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the setting.
从全美的西安中他神已经发光了。我们的神要来绝不闭口，有烈火在他面前腾灭，有暴风在他四围大刮。他招呼上天下地，为要审判他的名，说召聚我的圣民到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。我们的神是一位召唤人回归他的神。
Our God is a God who calls people to turn around and come back to him.
这是圣经一开始的主题。
This is the theme at the beginning of, from the beginning of the Bible.
因为人犯罪离开了神。
Because people have sinned and have gone away from God.
在旧约的时代，人无路可归向神，只能靠着献祭暂时满足神圣洁的要求。
In the Old Testament era, people have no way to come back to God except by sacrificing so that people can temporarily come back to God.
但在新约，耶稣基督已经为我们的罪定死，又从死里复活，所以是开了一条又新又活的路。
But during the New Testament era, Jesus Christ have died for us and opened a new way for us.
所以叫凡信靠耶稣基督的人都可以来到神的面前。
So all those who believe in him can come to the front of God.
神经常做事有三个步骤。
God has three steps to do things.
首先他发言就是借着圣经的真理告诉我们我们当怎么样做。
He speaks because he speaks according to by the Bible and the truth of the Bible to tell us what to do.
然后神发光，让圣灵在我们心里面感动我们，给我们力量去做。
And God shines so that the Holy Spirit will move us, prompt us to know what to do.
然后神审判，凡不听从他旨意的，他就管教他们。
And God judges all those who do not listen to him, God will discipline.
目的还是要我们都回到他的面前。
The purpose is for us to come back to him.
在旧约圣经记载，这一位先知约拿，他得到神的启示，要去向尼尼微城的人宣告悔改的福音。
In the Old Testament, there is this prophet named Jonah. He was told by God to go to the city of Nineveh to preach gospel.
但是因为他爱国主义的作祟，他就不愿意去。
But because he does not like that country, so he did not want to go.
所以神就安排一条大鱼把约拿吞到肚子去。
So God prepared a big fish and swallowed Jonah.
在鱼的肚子中，约拿就悔改归向神。
In the belly of the big fish, Jonah repented and come back to God.
神把约拿从大鱼的肚子中吐出来。
God made the big fish to spit out Jonah.
很多时候，我们不愿意听从圣灵的感动，神的管教就临到我们身上。
Sometimes when we do not want to obey God, then God's discipline might come to us.
但只要我们肯悔改归向神，神马上就拯救我们。
But as long as we are willing to repent and to come back to God, God will save us.
因为我们的神是掌管宇宙万有的主宰。
Because God is the master of all things in this world.
第七节到第十三节说，我们一起来念，请。我的民啊，你们当听我的话，以色列啊，我要劝诫你，我是神，是你的神，我并不因你的祭物责备你，你的燔祭常在我面前，我不从你的家中取公牛，也不从你的圈内取山羊，因为树林中的百兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的，我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。我岂吃公牛的肉呢？我岂喝山羊的血呢？进化论说，人是从动物变的。
The evolution theory told us that man came from animals.
这是出于一个假设，就是宇宙间没有上帝。
This is based on an assumption that there's no God.
一切都是自然形成的。
Everything comes naturally.
但自然从哪里来？
But where did nature come from?
谁控制自然？
Who controls nature?
每一样东西你会发现在背后都有一些的定律在控制它。
You actually can discover that there is a law behind everything.
有生物看起来是自主的。
Some creatures seem to be self-governing.
但是最后还是受到死亡的控制。
But eventually they are still being controlled by death.
那谁定规死亡的界限呢？
Who determines the boundary of death?
神发出呼喊，他说我是神，我是你的神。
God calls, he says, I am God, I am your God.
不管你信不信他，他仍然是掌管万有的主宰。
Whether you believe him or not, he is still the God of everything.
神要我们跟他互动。
God wants us to interact with him.
所以他悦纳人给他的奉献。
So he accepts our sacrifice for him.
虽然我们人都是很自私的。
Even though we are all being selfish.
就算是奉献，我们也是经常带着自私的动机。
Even when we give offering, sometimes we still do that with our selfish motivation.
好比做生意的人说，哎呀，我给上帝1000块钱，希望上帝让我生意赚1万块。
For example, the business person might say, I'll give God $1,000, but hopefully God will give me $10,000.
做学生的说，哎呀，我希望在团契里面我热心服侍，因为我希望能够找到一份工作可以留下来。
And a student might say, I am serving in the campus fellowship because I would like to find a job to stay here.
你不要以为神是好骗的，神都知道我们的动机。
God cannot be deceived. He knows all our motivations.
但他从来不勉强人侍奉他，勉强人奉献。
But he never forces people to serve him, to offer to him.
他还是悦纳我们的奉献。
Yet he still accepts our offering.
神从来都不会从我们的银行里面挪走一块钱的。
God will never even take $1 away from our bank account.
如果有钱不见了，一定是人拿的，不是神拿的。
If you have lost some money, it must be from man, not from God.
前两天我发现信用卡公司通知我说，这一笔钱是不是你花的？
A couple of days ago, my credit card company asked me if this specific spending was made by me.
还好那天早上我看了 email, 结果发现一个小时之内就有人连续 charge 我将近600块钱在网上买东西。
Good thing I checked email that morning, I realized that within 1 hour,Somebody charged $600 on my account.
你的钱不见，不是神拿的，神不会拿你的钱。
If you lose money, God did not take it. God will not take your money.
神说我不需要人的奉献。
God says I don't need the offering from man.
因为宇宙万有都是我的。
Because the whole world, everything is mine.
不像拜偶像的人，以为他们可以毁落一下他们的神。
It's not like those who are the idol worshippers. They think they can bribe such idols.
他们用一些食物，用一些好的东西来献给他们的神。
They give some small things, some good things to their idols.
真神是自足的神，他根本不需要人任何的东西。
A true God is self-sufficient. He does not need anything from man.
他甚至不要人的赞美歌颂，他也活得很愉快。
He doesn't even need our praise. He lives happily by himself.
他一无所缺，但是他却乐意将恩典，丰丰富富的恩典赐给人。
He doesn't need anything from us, but yet he is very willing to give us his grace.
但他有一个要求。
But he has a requirement.
第十四节、十五节，我们一起来念。你们要以感谢为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。这里提到神对他的子民有四项的要求。
Here talks about God has actually four requirements to his people.
首先，神要我们以感谢为祭献给他。
First, God wants us to offer him our thanksgiving.
神不在乎人奉献多少，但是神很在乎人是怎样奉献的心。
God does not care how much we offer, but he cares how we offer.
他要我们有一个感谢的心来奉献。
He wants us to offer with a thanksgiving heart.
以感谢为祭并不是说我们来朝见神带着一张嘴巴唱唱诗而已。
To offer with our thanksgiving hearts does not mean that we just come to sing some hymns.
也不是我们祷告说一些赞美神的话。
It also does not mean we just pray and say something that praises God.
感谢的心就是你愿意把你最好的给神。
Offering with thanksgiving heart it means that we are willing to give God our best.
如果就是你口袋里面只有十块钱，你也愿意给神，比那些你因为做执事，所以你要奉献一千块钱，神更悦纳。
Those who have only $2 in his or her pocket and still are willing to give to God is much better than those who give $1,000 just because he or she is a deacon.
I say $10, you reduce to $2. 其实神是看我们的内心。
God looks at our hearts.
第二，神不要我们不忘记所许的愿。
Second, God wants us to remember the promise we made.
其实我们常常会在心里面和神谈条件。
Sometimes we actually bargain with God in our hearts.
我们说，神啊，如果这一次抽签，你让我抽到工作的签证，我下个月的奉献就全部收入就全部给你。
We might say, God, in this immigration lottery, please let me get a green card, so the next month total income I will give to you.
但是到下个月你收到薪水的时候，你还是先付水费啦、电费啦、房租啦。
But when you get actually the salary from next month, you still pay for your water bills, house mortgage, and so forth.
因为你不交的话，会断水断电，神不会断水断你的水断你的电啊。
Because if you don't do that, you might, your water may be turned off, your electricity may be turned off, and God will not turn those off on you.
哦，我们常常许愿，许过自己都忘记了。
We often give promises and even forget afterwards.
其实神都记得。
But God remembers all of them.
神只是不与我们计较而已。
God is just not counting these on us.
神要我们在患难中求告他。
God wants us to ask him when we are in trouble.
因为患难是神呼唤我们醒过来的时刻。
Because calling on God is when God calls on us to wake up us up.
许多时候患难来到，我们总是先想到怎么样脱离患难。
When trouble comes, our first thing we are thinking about is how to get out.
我们不先想到怎么检讨自己的错误，怎么样求告神。
We often do not think how we examine ourselves and ask for God.
很少有儿女生病先来找牧师的，没有。
Very seldom we see people, when their children are sick, they come to ask for pastor first.
都是先去找医师，医师没办法才找牧师。
They all go for doctor first. When doctor cannot do anything, then they come to ask for pastor.
大概医师的学问比较大吧。
Maybe a doctor knows more.
其实在患难中，神离我们是更近。
But actually, in troubled times, God is closer to us.
因为他要我们在患难中求告他。
Because he wants us to call on him when we are in trouble.
第四，神要我们凡事都荣耀他。
Number four, God wants us to glorify him for everything.
神搭救我们，不只是为我们好，更是叫我们能够荣耀他。
God saves us not only for our good, but also wants us to glorify him.
那你说这样神是不是太自大了呢？
Then you might say, well, does God have too big an ego?
在神没有自大的这回事。
There's no such thing as ego for God.
因为他是无限大。
Because he's infinitely big.
一样东西本来就最大，你怎么能说他自大呢？
Something is just infinitely big to begin with. How can you say...He wants to be bigger.
所有受造之物都是为了神他的荣耀而造的。
All things that are made is for glory of God.
因为这就是存在的基本定义。
Because this is the basic definition for being.
因为任何一样东西的存在都是为了那造他的主而存在的。
Because everything that exists is for the person who created such a thing.
所以不要以为你可以为自己痛痛快快的活着。
So do not think that you can live happily by yourself.
你的存在其实是为着神，那造你的神而存在的。
Your existence is actually for the God who created you.
那为何我们每一个人都应当感谢神呢？
Why does every one of us need to thank God?
因为神要我们感谢他。
Because God wants us to thank him.
神要我们常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
Because God wants us to offer thanksgiving and offer to God sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform our vows to Most High and thank him for everything.
我们之所以要感恩，因为感恩使我们心中喜乐。
The reason we want to give thanksgiving is because giving thanksgiving actually makes ourselves happy.
一个常常感谢的人一定是一个快乐的人。
A person who has a thanksgiving heart must be a joyful person.
一个常常埋怨的人一定心里面充满了苦毒气氛。
A person who complains a lot must be a person bitter in heart.
所以当你向人说谢谢你的时候，对方一定会高兴。
When you thank other people will be happy.
最后，那他在回报你，你还是自己得到好处。
And if this person returns favor to you, you still gain.
不相信的话，你到 Kroger， 你去向那个收钱的人微笑，然后跟他说谢谢你，看会怎么样
？If you don't believe you, when you go shopping in Kroger, you can smile to the person to the cashier.
你有没有做过
？Have you done that?
今天早上我去 Burger King， 我买咖啡。
This morning when I went to Burger King to buy coffee，
我就跟那个女孩说，我说哇，你的头发真漂亮。
I told that girl that your hair looks beautiful.
你知道黑人他们的头发都是卷卷的，但那个女孩可能是混血，她黑人头发却是直直的卷卷，很漂亮。
African Americans' hair is very often curly, but this girl's hair is straight.
啊，所以我不是在谄媚她，她就给我 double portion 的 cream 跟 sugar.
So she gave me double portion of cream.
当你向人真诚的感谢的时候，最后你还是自己得到好处。
When you truly thank other people, you still gain by yourself.
你不相信的话，你今天下午你出去遇到人，你就笑着对他说谢谢，你看会有什么反应
？If you don't believe this afternoon, you go out and thank other people, see what response you get.
为什么我们要感谢呢？因为感谢使我们看见更多的恩典。
Why do we need to give thanks? Because giving thanks helps us to see more grace.
其实上帝给我们许多的恩典，但因为我们习以为常，我们就不觉得那些是恩典。
But actually we see grace very often, except we are used to it and take it for granted.
好比今天你来教堂的时候，一路上都是阳光，你就不觉得阳光的可贵。
For example, when you come to church this morning, you see the bright sunshine. You may not, because you see it often, you may not think it's so precious.
只有在那个大雨磅礴的时候，你走得很不方便，你才会想到阳光的可贵。
Only when it pours down, when it's hard for you to walk around, then you might realize the preciousness of the sun.
但你如果能够抓住现在，在阳光底下，你去看那一个阳光底下的露水是那样的晶莹发亮。
And only when the sunshine is like this beautiful, you see the morning dew, then you realize that it's so beautiful.
在阳光普照之下，你会发现小鸟的叫声也特别好听。
Under the sunshine, you may realize that birds chirping even sounds better.
那意思就是说，当你肯坐下来数算一下神给你的恩典，你就会发现有更多的恩典。
That is when you're willing to sit down and count your blessings, then you realize there are more blessings.
第三，神要我们感恩，是因为叫我们能够脱离困境。
Number three, God wants us to give thanksgiving so that we can get away from our trouble.
困境是人生每个阶段都会有的。
Trouble and difficulty is going to be there in every stage of our lives.
但我们受不受困境的限制，完全在乎于我们的心，而不完全在乎于环境。
Whether we are being bound by such trouble and difficulty depends on our attitude rather than the trouble and circumstances themselves.
保罗他被关在监狱里，可是他的心却是自由的。
When Paul was imprisoned, his heart was free.
他坐在那里戴着脚镣手铐，他仍然能够在黑夜当中唱诗赞美神，众囚犯都用心的听。
When he was being handcuffed and footcuffed, he was still singing all night, and all other prisoners were listening.
当你抱定了，神一定会给我最好的，他一定会帮助我。你就能够经验神更多的恩典。
When you realize that God is going to help me, then you will actually receive more grace.
如果神要我回大陆，我就回去；拉不到签证，我就回去。
If God wants me to go back to China, I will just go back.
你先抱定了这个决心，你会发现到神会救你脱离那样的困境。
When you have such a heart and attitude, you will realize that God will help you to get out of your trouble.
所以当你的心先脱离了困境，剩下来的都是神的工作了。
So if your heart has already escaped from the difficulty, what remains is simply God's work.
神要我们感恩，因为感恩能够使我们与人相近。
God wants us to be thankful because being thankful will help us to get closer to other people.
一个懂得感恩的人，通常都是受欢迎的人。
A person who knows how to be thankful is often a person who's being welcomed.
当我的父亲年老的时候，我发现他越来越像孩子。
When my father was getting old, I realized that he was becoming more like a child.
他真的是凡事谢恩，我们不论替他做什么一点的小事，他都会说谢谢，谢谢。
He would give thanks very often, even for little things that we do for him.
甚至他眼睛看不清花了，他的耳朵听不太见聋了，他也是凡事都说谢谢。
Even when he could not see well, he could not hear well, he still gives thanks for everything.
因为他每天花很多的时间在那里亲近神，向神祷告。
Because every day he spends a lot of time to be close to God and pray to God.
所以他懂得感恩，凡事谢恩。
So he knows to give thanks in all circumstances.
我从来都没有觉得父亲越老是那样子越可爱。
I never felt that my father was so more lovely when he was getting older.
其实不是老人都可爱。而是感恩会使一个人可爱。
It's not that old people are more lovely, it's the giving thanks that makes people more lovely.
但你我不需要等到老年不能动了才变成单纯可爱。
But you and I do not need to become like this until we are getting old and cannot move.
作诗的人说，我要称谢你，因为我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
The psalmist said, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well.
神不喜欢人虚假。
God does not like people to be fake.
所以他宣告假的信徒的罪。
So he proclaims the sin of those who do not truly believe.
第十六节到第二十节他说，但神对恶人说，你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约呢？其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后。你见了盗贼，就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。你口认说恶言，你舌编造诡诈。你坐着毁谤你的兄弟，残毁你亲母的儿子。这里让我们看到一个恶人。什么是恶人呢？
What is a wicked person?
恶人不是指的犯法行恶的人。
A wicked person may not be a criminal.
而是指的抵挡神、拒绝神的人。
It means those people who are against God.
这一些恶人他们是假装是神的子民。
These wicked people, they pretend to be God's people.
但是他们教别人，自己却不信。
But they teach other people, then they do not actually believe themselves.
有一些人他们讲起圣经是头头是道，但自己却不遵照着去做。
Some people can talk about the Bible, very eloquently, but they do not do it.
在小组团契当中，有时候我们常常会遇到这样的人。
In small group fellowship, sometimes we see people like that.
他们对圣经有很多的道理的认识。
They might know the Bible fairly well.
甚至比基督徒更懂得圣经。
They may even know the Bible better than Christians.
但他们自己也不相信，也不肯接受洗礼。
But they do not believe and do not want to get baptized.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们不愿意接受神的管教。
Because they do not want to be disciplined by God.
他们说，哦，你看我这样多好，我可以自由自在地做我要做的事情。
They say, well, it's pretty good, I can do whatever I want to do.
教会有活动我就来参加。
And there's some activities at the church I can come.
礼拜天我有时间我也来做做礼拜。
And Sundays when I have time I can come.
但我不用委身。
But I don't have to commit myself.
我也不用信得太认真。
I don't have to believe too into too much.
我随时要犯罪都可以犯罪。
Anytime I want to sin I can sin.
因为我已经懂了求赦免的道理。
Because I know how to get forgiven by God.
所以我犯了罪，我可以求神赦免我。
So if I sin, I can ask God for forgiveness.
等到快死的时候，我再来。哦，神啊，救我，我受洗。
And right before I die, I will ask God, "Oh, please help me. I be willing to get baptized."
然后我就拍拍手，能够高高兴兴的进天堂。
Then I can go to the heaven, kingdom of heaven, happily.
这叫做今生做财主。来生做拉撒路。
This is called, this life being a rich man, and next life being the Lazarus.
其实这也是脚踏两条船，最后是掉在水里面淹死的。
This is actually stepping on two boats, and eventually you may fall into the water.
希伯来书十二章第六节告诉我们说，神所爱的，他必管教。
Hebrews, chapter 12 tells us that those God who loves, he will discipline.
如果你没有管教，没有神的管教，那可能你不是神的儿女。
If you don't have discipline from God, maybe you are not his children.
所以你恨恶神的管教的话，你可能就是一个假的信徒。
So if you do not like God's discipline, maybe you are a false believer.
因为没有基督耶稣愿意受教的心在你的里面。
Because there's no such a teachable heart from Christ Jesus in you.
当然，假信徒也是心存邪荡攻击别人的人。
And of course, false believers also are easy to attack other people.
啊，这里形容他是喜欢跟做盗贼的人做朋友，又跟行奸淫的人在一起。
Here it talks about they like to be friend with those with robbers.
其实这是一种不受圣灵约束的状态。
This is actually a status of not being refrained by the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人他没有真正的重生，所以圣灵在他里面不能做什么。
So if a person who's not really truly born again, the Holy Spirit cannot do much because the Holy Spirit is not in him.
所以他的本性不会有什么改变的。
So his nature will not change.
这跟不信主或者是以前是一样的。
This is not much different from not believing.
所以不要以为说一个人一受了洗就可以进天堂。
So do not believe that a person who once baptized can go to heaven.
如果我们没有耶稣基督真正圣洁的生命在我们里面。
If we do not have Jesus Christ's holy life in us.
我们没有办法活出耶稣基督爱的生命来。
If we cannot live out the life of love of Jesus.
那根本的问题是我们还没有耶稣基督的生命了。
And then the root of this is because we do not have the life of Jesus Christ.
那我们就还没得救呢。
That means we are not being saved yet.
所以我们要检查自己是不是一个真正的信徒。
So we need to examine ourselves, see if we are actually truly believers.
若不是，马上立刻要悔改来归向神。
If not, we need to repent immediately.
我们最后来念21到22节，请。你行了这些事，我还闭口不言。你想我恰和你一样，其实我要责备你。将这些事摆在你眼前，你们忘记神的，要思想这事，免得我把你们撕碎，无人打救。许多时候，我们犯了罪，还洋洋得意，好像神不知道的样子。
Often after we sin, we are still being proudful of ourselves, like God does not know.
那是因为我们忽视神的怜悯。
Because we ignore God's mercy.
其实是神给我们一段时间叫我们反省赶紧的归正。
Actually, God is giving us some time so we can repent.
有一次我开车在Dixie Highway 跟这个 Winton Road 交口的那个地方。
One time I was driving at the intersection of Dixie Highway and Winton Road.
啊，后来 Winton Road 就变成 Gilmore， 在那个是一个非常繁忙的十字路口。
It was a busy intersection.
所以我看到黄灯的时候，我就因为繁忙，所以他那个红绿灯都时间比较长，对不对？所以我一看到黄灯，我就赶紧开车冲过去。
So when I saw it turning to yellow lights, I sped up and tried to get through.
但对面有一辆车，他要看到黄灯就想左转。
But there is an oncoming car, when it sees the red, yellow lights, it wants to turn left.
还好我看到，我反应很快，我就赶紧这样绕过去。哇，两个车就擦大开不过一尺的空间，这样擦身而过。
Good thing I saw it and I reacted quickly and evaded it. We actually got through each other by only about 1 foot.
那四周看见的人，车子都停在那里，都吓一跳。
And people around all stopped and were scared.
当我开过去的时候，我就庆幸啊，我自己反应很快。
After going through this, I was being very happy that I reacted so quickly.
但是马上心里面就有一个声音，要悔改。
But immediately there's one voice in me. It says, "Repent."
真的，我马上就意识到，其实是神怜悯我，不然我就躺在医院里了。
I realize that it's God's mercy. Otherwise, I would be laying in the hospital now.
因为几年以前，我们当中有位姐妹就是死在那个十字路口。
Because a few years ago, there was a sister among us who died at that intersection.
你知道你忽视神的怜悯会有什么结果吗？
You know what the result might be if you ignore God's mercy?
很多时候神爱你，所以他的责备马上会临到。
When God's discipline immediately comes to you is because God loves you.
那证实你是神的儿女。
That proves that you are God's child.
他会把事实摆在你的面前。
He will put the fact in front of you.
让你看见到犯罪的后果。
Let you see the result of sin.
这一次我们主办夏令会，大家都公认办得很成功。
This past summer retreat, we all believe that it was very successful.
当然我们要谢谢克明跟郑朝两位弟兄三年来非常仔细的预备跟筹划。
We need to thank Brother Ke Ming and Brother Zi Chao. They prepared this to every detail for the last 3 years.
他们真的是面面俱到，非常认真的准备。
They did it with very carefully and took care of everything.
当然也要谢谢众弟兄姐妹都参与服事，也是认真的为这个聚会祷告。
We also need to thank all brothers and sisters who participated in the service and prayed for this.
几乎没有听到什么负面的话评语。
We did not hear any negative feedback.
我们真是要为此感谢。
We need to thank God for this.
但是也有一些瑕疵。
But there are some deficiencies.
比如说最后一天早上我们有主餐。
For example, the last morning we had communion.
那本来我负责请六位牧师来帮忙分饼跟杯。
I was responsible to invite 6 pastors to come to partake the bread and wine.
我早先就跟 Columbus 的李牧师讲好了，请他来帮忙。
I told Pastor Lee from Columbus some time ago to ask him for help.
后来我又想到Indianapolis 的史牧师，他刚刚被案例做牧师，希望能够我也给他个机会来服侍弟兄姐妹。
Then I realized that Pastor Shi from Indianapolis has been new and I should give him a chance to do this too.
Because he just ordained it, so I think he should have this opportunity.
Thank you.
等到周二的早上那主餐之前，哎，我就看到李牧师，我就想起来了。
So Tuesday morning, before the communion, when I saw Pastor Lee, I recalled this.
那第一个反应是什么？
So my first response.
对，稀里糊涂打昏仗就过去了，然后以后再说吧。
Is just let it pass and talk about it later.
但是我里面有一个声音说，你不可以这样，你怎么答应人家两个人呢？你赶快去道歉。
But there's a voice in my heart that I cannot ask two people to do this. I need to go say sorry.
那我心里想说，我是负责这件事情，我安排谁就是谁嘛。
And then I thought that I'm the person who's in charge of this. So whoever I ask will be the person.
而又说现在这么多人马上就要开始主餐了，你我到哪里去找你牧师？
And also I thought, well, it's the communion is going to begin immediately. Where do I go find Pastor Lee?
但是就在那时刻，李牧师就在我旁边就出现了。
But right at that moment, Pastor Lee came next to me.
要不要让他认罪悔改呢？
Should I repent and apologize to him?
我除了没有跪下来以外，我就是跟他说对不起，对不起，我把你也排了，但是我也排了别人，请原谅。
Other than kneeling down, I apologize to him, telling him that I actually arranged for another pastor.
你知道神会把你的错误摆在你面前。
God will put your mistakes right in front of you.
那问题是你愿不愿意顺服，马上认错悔改呢？
Whether you are willing to be obedient and repent right away.
许多时候我们犯罪是因为我们忘记了神。
Often when we sin is because we forget about God.
我们夫妻两个人吵架吵得好热烈。
When husband and wife argue,
我们与人争执争得面红耳赤。
And we argue with other people.
那时候我们都不会想到自己是基督徒。
During those times, we may not even think we are Christians.
当我们发脾气责骂儿女。
When we get upset and scold our children.
当我们开车子与人争钱争先。
And when we drive, we try to get ahead.
我们都忘记了。其实神看到了一切。
We often forget, but actually God sees everything.
神把事实摆在我们面前，就是让我们要赶紧悔改。
God put the facts in front of us. Actually, He's asking us to repent right away.
因为当我们愿意转向他，他就在那里等着我们。
Because if we are willing to turn back to Him, He's there waiting for us.
所以神要我们以感恩为祭献给他。
So God wants us to offer to him thanksgiving.
最后一节我们一起来读。凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按震怒而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。神要我们时常以感恩为祭献给他，就是荣耀他。
God wants us to often offer to him our thanksgiving, that is to glorify him.
我们不需要为神做什么大事。
We don't need to do big things for God.
因为神看重寡妇两个小钱，远远超过那个大财主捐几袋的银子。
Because God values the two small pieces of silver from the widow much more than a lot of money from rich man.
因为那位寡妇她有一颗敬畏神、爱神、把神放在第一优先的心。
Because that widow has a heart of fearing God, glorifying God, and put God first.
所以什么时候当我们在感谢神，我们就是在向神献祭。
So whenever we give thanks to God, that is when we offer to God.
当我们在困难中不要忘记，我们遵行神的旨意就必得救。
When we are in trouble, do not forget that if we follow God's teaching, and follow God's will, we will be saved.
那条件就是你我要按着正路而行。
But the condition for that is we need to walk in the right path.
正路有的时候不是大路，不是宽敞的路。
What is the right way, right path? Sometimes it may not be a big way.
正路有的时候是窄路，是崎岖难行的路。
The right way sometimes may be small and may be difficult to walk.
有一次我去 South Bend, Indiana 去带领聚会。
One time I went to South Bend to preach.
算计好时间，看好地图该怎么走。
I calculated the distance and calculated time.
但走到一半碰到 construction 就必须走 detour.
Halfway there's construction, so must go through detour.
但是我想这个没有什么了不起，所以我找的跟他平行的路，到时候一定可以开回原上。
And I thought that's not a big deal. So as long as I find a way that follows the highway, I can get back.
所以我就没有注意到这些橘红色的 detour 的这些路标。
So I was not paying attention to the orange detour signs.
就在那里就转出去之后，拼命就找不到，越转越远，越转越远，转了多一个小时。
And then I could not find the way to get back on highway, and I was getting lost.
还好感谢神，最后我到达的时候啊，刚刚聚会要开始。
And thank God, when I arrived, it was the worship was just beginning.
圣经的话，如果你不照着去做，你会吃亏。
If you do not go according to the Bible's teaching, you will suffer.
圣灵的感动，你不照着去做，你也会迷失。
If you do not follow the Holy Spirit's prompt, you also will get lost.
我们要相信神的话不会错，他的带领不会错。
We need to believe that God will not make the mistakes.
最终就会有好的结果。
And at the end, there will be good result.
那我们到底要向神感谢什么？
So what should we thank to God?
其实有许许多多可以感谢的。
Many things we need to be thankful about.
举几个简单的例子。
For example,
我们可以感谢神的创造，他的救赎。
We can thank God for his creation and salvation.
感谢神的慈爱跟他的信实。
We can thank God for his love and his faithfulness.
有时候我们背弃神，但神仍然是爱我们。
Sometimes we walk away from God, but God still loves us.
我们可以感谢神的公义跟怜悯。
We can thank God for his righteousness and mercy.
感谢神的保守和供应。
We can thank him for his preservation.
你有工作，你有家庭，你有健康，你有儿女，你就要为此感谢。
You have good health, you have a good family, you have good children, you need to be thankful.
我们可以感谢神的指示跟引导。
We need to thank God for his instructions and counsels.
我们可以感谢神他的真理跟他的恩膏。
We need to thank God for his truth and for his grace.
感谢神同在带来的喜乐。
We need to thank God for his presence that brings joy.
每一次我们来亲近主，来赞美神，我们的心中都会充满喜乐。
Every time we come to worship him, to praise him, we are filled with joy.
我们也可以感谢神的应许跟盼望。
We also can thank God for his promise and his hope.
一个人没有盼望，那是一个最痛苦的情况。
Hopeless is the worst thing for a person.
我们可以感谢神的能力跟他的搭救。
We also can thank God for his power and his deliverance.
因为在患难中他是我们随时的帮助。
Because in troubled times he is our helper.
我们感谢神垂听跟安慰。
We thank God for his listening and for his comfort.
神他听我们的祷告。
He listens to our prayers.
可是不一定按照我们的时间来成就。
But may not be according to our timetable.
我们可以感谢神圣灵的充满。
We can also thank God for the Holy Spirit that fills us.
圣灵是神给我们最好的礼物。
The Holy Spirit is the best gift that God gave us.
我们也可以感谢神的管教跟规正。
We can also thank God for his discipline and for his rebuking.
因为我们现在改正，将来我们就不必受苦。
Because if we correct now, we will avoid the trouble in the future.
你看，有这么多的事情，我们可以向神感谢的。
There are so many things we can be thankful.
除此，我们也有很多种不同的方法可以来感谢。
In addition, we can also have many ways to thank God.
我们可以用我们的嘴来述说他的恩典。
We can use our mouth and lips to declare his grace.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
我们也可以渴慕他的同在。
We can also seek his presence.
我们来亲近主，这就是一种感谢。
We come to get close to him, that is one way of being thanksgiving.
我们向人分享神的作为。
We also can share his works.
在小组的交流，在互相的分享中。
In small campus, in small fellowships and so forth.
我们也可以教导我们的儿女，让他们认识神，这也是感恩。
We can also teach our children so they get to know God. This is also being giving thanksgiving.
在家里面，我们谈论神在我们家中的作为。
At home, we can discuss how God works at our homes.
当然，我们可以用诗歌来赞美他的作为。
We can also praise him with psalms.
我们也可以凡事都按照他的心意而行。
We can also do everything according to his will.
真正的感谢是敬畏并且尊荣神的伟大。
The true thanksgiving is to fear and revere his greatness.
所以你若真的要感谢神，你应当常常心存敬畏他的心。
So if you really want to give thanks to God, you need to keep this fearful and revering heart.
你要感谢神，就要远离罪恶，配得他的圣洁。
To give thanks to God is to stay away from sin and be worthy of his holiness.
我们也可以经常呼求他的圣名。
We can also often call on his holy name.
连异教徒，连穆斯林，他们都爱他们的神，天天呼求阿拉的名。
Even Muslims will call their Allah every day.
我们信的是真神，我们却不舍得呼唤他的名。
We believe in this true God. How can we not be willing to call on His name?
感谢就是要去研究并且传扬他的圣言。
Thanksgiving is also to be willing to study and preach His holy word.
啊，你对圣经、对神有多少的认识呢？
How much do you know God and His word?
感谢就是要教导并且爱护他的圣名。
Thanksgiving is also to love and teach His saints.
当我们在教会、在小组，我们来互相教导神的话，这个就是一种感谢。
At the church, in small groups, we teach each other God's word. This is a way of thanksgiving.
最后，感谢神就是要建造并且保护他的圣殿。
And finally, thanksgiving is also to build and protect His house.
你看，在犹太人的历史中，他们多少次真是为了保护他们的圣殿，把自己的命都赔上。
In the history of Jewish people, so many times in order to protect their temple, they sacrifice their lives.
今天我们神给一个教堂给我们，我们甚至不愿意为这个教堂付出一点保护维护的心。
Today God gave us this church, and how can we not even be willing to give some time and our heart to protect it and to maintain it?
你在这个教堂里面，如果你制造一点垃圾或者垃圾，你知道要费别人多少功夫去清理吗？
In this church, if you produce some garbage, do you know how much time it will take for other people to take care of it?
如果你不处理的话，隔了一个礼拜，你知道那个垃圾会产生多少的问题吗？
If you do not take care of it, after a week, do you know how much trouble this garbage will cause?
如果每一个人都不把多不该用的东西丢在地上的话，你看这个教堂就容易清理多了。
If nobody throws things on ground, then the church will be a lot easier to clean.
如果你教育你的儿女，也让他同样的能够保持这个圣殿的清洁，我保证你家也很干净。
If you teach your children to be able to keep this holy place being clean, I can guarantee you that your house will be clean also.
有许许多多的方法我们可以来向神表示感谢。
There are many ways we can give thanks to God.
因为基督徒的生活其实就是一个感恩的生活。
Because the life of a Christian is a life of thanksgiving.
神呼唤我们来到他面前，因为神爱我们，他要赐恩典给我们。
God calls us to him because he loves us, he wants to give us grace.
因为神是掌管万有的主宰，他悦纳我们的奉献，他其实不需要，但他也悦纳。
God is the master of everything, of the whole universe. He does not need anything from us, but he accepts our offering.
神对他子民的要求是要他们求告他，并且荣耀他。
God's requirement to his people is for people to ask for him and glorify him.
但神也宣告那些假的信徒的罪，其实是要警告他们，让他们能够心口一致。
God also proclaims the sin of the false believers. It's actually to warn them to be consistent with words and deeds.
所以他们能够悔改来归向神，就不再犯罪。
So they can repent and come back to God and stay away from sin.
最后，神要我们以感恩为祭。把荣耀归给他。
And finally, God wants us to give him offering to him with thanksgiving.
你愿意常常向主感恩吗？
Do you want to give thanksgiving to God often?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你没有照着我们的过犯对待我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. You did not deal with us according to our deeds.
你反而乐意悦纳我们所献上不足不够的奉献。
On the contrary, you accept our offering that is insufficient, that's not perfect.
你让我们经历苦难，因为你要我们谦卑来求告你。
You let us go through trouble because you want us to humble ourselves down to call for you.
你管教我们，乃是呼唤我们来归向你。
You discipline us is because you call upon us to come back to you.
让我们远离罪恶，能够过一个你所喜悦的圣洁生活。
So we can stay away from sin and live a holy life.
是吗？所以我们 求你来常常提醒我们要以感恩为祭献给你。
So God, please help us and remind us often that we need to give offering to you with thanksgiving.
谢谢主，求主帮助我们从这个礼拜，从今天开始，我们就来学习以感恩为祭归给你。
We thank our Lord and please help us starting this week, we will give offering to you with thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。